Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Looking back at some of the college basketball that went down over the holidays, kicking it back to like Friday night, Indiana beat Arkansas State 69-55. The Hoosiers 10-3, 8-0 at Assembly Hall, but they didn't cover again. They didn't cover against Elon. They didn't cover against Kennesaw State. And the reason? Trace Jackson Davis didn't play in either game, and they just couldn't get any productivity down in the lower block. So the real, only hoops that went down were the Diamond Head Classic out in Hawaii on Christmas Sunday. Seattle U Pop GW 85-67. They covered, laying like 2.5, and Iona covered 7 against Pepperdine. 76-66, Gales. Creighton did not cover the 16 against DePaul. They beat them by 15. Creighton now 2 games over .500. They're 8-6, 2-1 in the Big East. So coming up tomorrow night, you're going to get Texas playing in Austin at the Moody Center against Texas A&M Commerce, whatever the hell that is. They're 4-9, 2-7 away. They're going to get whacked. And then the only good game is Seton Hall at Marquette at the Fiserv in Milwaukee. Marquette's 9-4, 1-1 in the Big East. Seton Hall, Mr. Holloway's bunch, 7-6, 0-2 in Big East play so far. But they play everybody tough. They lost to Xavier in Cincinnati by 3. They lost to Providence at home by 4. They got blown out at Kansas at Fog Allen. Everybody that goes there loses. Everybody. Because they don't get any calls. They don't go to the line. And Kansas does all night long. They lost by 5 to Siena, which was ugly. And they lost by 13 against Oklahoma. Iowa blew them out 83-67. So they definitely have their work cut out for them. After the Marquette game, they play St. John's, Creighton, Butler, then Georgetown in their next 4 games. They're already 2 games back in the Big East standings and really at the bottom of the barrel with DePaul and Georgetown in the conference. Wednesday is going to be loaded this week with ranked games. Nova and UConn, they're playing in Hartford. And then Kentucky and Missouri in Columbia at Mizzou Arena. Vermont's at Miami. The Canes are ranked 22nd. They're playing in Coral Gables. Canes are 12-1, 9-0 at home. Vermont, the Catamounts, 6-8, 3-4 away. Tennessee ranked 8. They're playing at Ole Miss in Oxford. And Ole Miss isn't bad. They're 8-4. Tennessee, 10-2. Gonzaga hosts Eastern Oregon in Spokane at the McCarthy Athletic Center. That'll be easy work. They're 6-0 at home. TCU 6-1 at home. They're playing Central Arkansas in Fort Worth. Virginia is back in Charlottesville. They're 5-1 at home at the John Paul Jones Arena. They take on 5-9 Albany. That'll be easy peasy. Florida's at number 23 Auburn. The Tigers are 10-2 overall. This one at Neville Arena in Auburn. And Nichols is at Baylor in Waco at the, you heard it, Farrell Center. Shake it, ooh, shake it, ooh. Nichols 0-5 away. Baylor 6-0 at home. Number 3 Houston is in Tulsa at the Reynolds Center. The Cougs are 12-1. They've yet to play an American Conference game. Number 9, Alabama's at number 15, Mississippi State. That one in Stark, Vegas. Shake it. Ooh. Mississippi State 11-1. Bama will go into it 10-2. And finally, number 10, Arkansas is at LSU in Baton Rouge at the Maravich Assembly Center. LSU's 11-1. Arkansas, the same record. Neither one have played an SEC game. These are their first conference games. Thursday, Purdue and Illinois both play. The Boilers are ranked number 1, Illinois number 16. The Illini welcome in Bethune Cookman to Champaign. And Purdue, the number 1 team in the country, has Florida A&M at Mackey Arena in West Lafayette. Friday is going to be delicious, too. Miami's at Notre Dame. The Canes hit the streets to go to the Purcell Pavilion in South Bend. And Western Michigan's at number 17, Wisconsin. The Badgers are 4-1 at the Kohl Center in Madtown. And number 13, UCLA, goes to Pullman to see 5-7 Washington State. The Bruins 2-0 in the Pac-12 and 11-2 overall. 0-2 Washington State so far in the 12. New Year's Eve Saturday is going to be thick. How about Louisville at number 19, Kentucky at Rupp Arena in Lexington? Is that delicious enough for you? Anyway, Louisville's had a nightmare season. I'm just glad they're playing Kentucky again like old school days. They should always have Indiana and Kentucky as well. Florida State's at Duke at Cameron Indoor and in Durham. The Blue Devils 10-3. Florida State 4-10. Marquette and Nova at the Finneran Pavilion in Villanova. Marquette, I've loved what Shaka Khan. Let me rock it your soul. Marquette, Shaka Smart, 9-4, 1-1 in the Big East. They're tough. UConn at Xavier in the Cintas Center in the Queen City. I like what Sean Miller's doing at Xavier. Virginia goes to Georgia Tech in Atlanta. Texas Tech's at number 20, TCU in Fort Worth. How about number 21, Virginia Tech taking on Wake in Winston-Salem. And Central Florida goes to Houston at the Fertitta Center. And then Oklahoma State, Kansas at Fog Allen in Lawrence. How about number 5, Arizona at number 25, Arizona State in Tempe. Texas and Oklahoma in Norman. They hate each other's guts. Baylor goes to Iowa State. That one's at the Hilton Coliseum in Ames. And Pepperdine and Gonzaga hook up at the McCarthy in Spokane. Always fun when those two hook up. And then on New Year's Sunday, how about the Bruins and Huskies up in Seattle at the Alaska Arena? That should be fun when the Bruins go to see the Huskies, because Washington's tougher than you think, and the Bruins, it won't be easy for them away in Seattle. How about that story coming out of Austin? The woman who called police to report the scene with Chris Beard, the Texas basketball coach, remember? She says that he did not strangle her, and she never wanted him arrested or prosecuted. Beard has been out, indefinitely suspended, no pay, after his early December, it was like the 12th, arrest on felony charges of strangling his fiance who lives with him. Anyway, in a statement to the AP by her attorney, she said she's deeply saddened by the incident and said Beard was acting in self-defense from her. Chris and I are deeply saddened that we've brought negative attention upon our family, friends, and the University of Texas, among others. As Chris's fiance and biggest supporter, I apologize for the role I played in this unfortunate event. I realize that my frustration when breaking his glasses initiated a physical struggle between Chris and myself. Chris did not strangle me, and I told that to the police that evening. Chris had stated that he was acting in self-defense, and I do not refute that. I do not believe Chris was trying to intentionally harm me in any way. It was never my intent to have him arrested or prosecuted. We appreciate everyone's support and prayers during this difficult time. So the lawyer confirmed that the woman agreed to be named publicly. In a statement, the university said, "We're reviewing the statements that she made. This matter is the subject of an internal investigation. The university does not comment on pending investigations." And Beard's attorney said, "She's a smart and independent woman, and I think everyone should let her have her voice in this matter." She originally called 911 from their house and told the cops that Beard had strangled her from behind to the point where she couldn't breathe for several seconds. And then he bit her, allegedly, when the argument went physical. The affidavits showed all kinds of signs of a fight, bite marks on her arm, abrasions on her face, her legs. She told police, he choked me, bit me, bruises all over my leg, throwing me around and going nuts. In Austin, a police report, a separate one, noted that Beard told police she struck him and that he had tried to grab her wrist to stop her from swinging. When asked if any punches were landed, he said, quote, I think she was trying to hit my private parts, end quote. Check out. Ooh. Now, she says that originally some details in the initial police report, such as like bite marks and telling cops that he had slapped her glasses off of her face, but her denial that he strangled her is going to be significant for prosecutors because he's been charged with assault by strangulation, suffocation, family violence, a third-degree felony. He could face 2 to 10 in prison if he's convicted. He's in the second season of a 7-year guaranteed deal that pays him $5 million per year. Overall, he was 112-55 in 5 years at Texas Tech. In 2019, they went 31-7 and lost in overtime in the national championship game. I got to tell you, it's hard for me to believe someone that says, and this is just my opinion, that says to the police all night long that this guy's beating her, slapping her, punching her, biting her, kicking her, and she's got injuries all over her body, all over her face, all over her legs, marks, abrasions, cuts, scrapes, black eyes, broken noses, all the rest. And then, like, you know what? 15 days later, it never happened. I attacked him. I beat him. He was just defending himself. I just don't buy it. I don't think anybody else buys it either. She's just trying to get him out of trouble.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.